Welcome back to Trailer Talk, guys. This is the unhinged version of Strength 101, where we sit on inflatable couches and talk bullshit for a good hour. And I am here with Emily. No,
hi.
No speaking. Her voice is gone. And Matresa.
Woohoo, and Griswold.
And Griswold. Matresa's voice actually is gone. Are you feeling better?
What?
Your voice.
I'm not sick. I've just lost my voice from yelling. I have to yell at all of you people.
All you
people. She's been coaching too hard this week.
There was a fly that just flew onto the camera and you could see it in the lenses.
Oh, that's cool.
Just a giant fly.
That's our fourth guest.
Cutie.
Yeah, I like it. What's been going on in you guys' weeks? Who? Matresa?
Me? I don't have anything going on.
What did you do last weekend? You did a lot.
Oh, we had our Pack
every
the Park
single
event.
Every single time we get on here, you just are like...
I don't remember what's going
hey,
on.
Hey, what's going on in your life?
Nothing.
Just for the viewers, I also asked them like 10 minutes before we do this to think about their week, and this
no, we
still
didn't.
Happens
he asked
every
us
single
two
time.
2 seconds before this started, so don't get
two,
it twisted.
2 seconds, 10 minutes.
Don't believe
whatever.
Anything Nick says. I went to my boyfriend's football game. You guys know Wes probably if you know me, but he coaches football, high school football. So I got to go to second home game actually. That was fun, and then we did Pack the Park on Saturday. So we all hung out, had a killer workout, and had some good food, all that fun stuff. And then, what did I do Sunday? I went and worked out with Emily and other Emily. So Emily squared, and we had a great workout. And the week has been awesome. I'm excited for the weekend.
So what's the gym you – I just have a weird thing about that gym. You've heard it already, but – what's the gym you worked out at?
I didn't know you have a weird thing about Los Campeones. Well, that's
I have just a weird story about it. I think Emily's heard it too, but we can talk about it because nobody else has heard about this. But so that gym used to have, I don't think we've talked about this on the podcast. That gym used to have a guy who was famous on social media because he was rather well endowed and he would constantly wear bike shorts and leggings to the gym. Do you know about this?
I can attest to that.
Seen him.
I did work out at the same time as him several
and
times before he was no longer allowed.
Was it noticeable?
Wait,
100%. Yes.
You haven't heard this before?
No.
From my understanding, he gets a lot of his online revenue streams from people who look at him specifically for that purpose. As well as, like, I guess some people might just be there for the gym content, but I think that's pretty,
yeah,
like 1 in 1,000 sort of thing.
He got kicked out of the gym.
Yeah, from my understanding, it was kind of a big ordeal about kind of like a discrimination thing. But the gym ultimately said that they have the right to refuse service to anyone based on, you know, what they are considering to be.
Yeah, I think there was member complaints.
Of like, it has to do with, like, I guess, like decency and then like how others around the gym are feeling. I mean, it opens up a lot of conversation, I think, about, like, gym attire and what's appropriate and what's not. But,
yeah.
I mean
this guy...
From what I've seen of his content, I mean, when he was filming himself working out, it was always from angles where, like, you could see everything. So he knows what his content is. He knows who's coming to view it, and he knows how to get views. And I think other people were catching on to that, and just they didn't want to be a part of it.
Well, Darren showed me a picture of this guy at one point, because he's got a really, really large glutes too, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Not just the front's big, the back's big.
Yeah.
And he, this guy, at least the picture that he showed me, it's like legit looks like a Pringle cans in his pants. Like you don't look at a picture and not see that.
How do you know about this?
Like, Darren.
Darren told you about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, shocker,
did
right?
How know about this?
Darren operates in the dark corners of the internet.
He's got a very, very large following on TikTok.
I was like, a large what?
He's a large what? I think they call it a participle.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I did not know that. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of sad that now that's the thought when you think of that gym, but...
Well, I just been there him. Once. That's the only real crazy story I've heard about that place. Oh. And he got kicked out, and I guess he tried to sue him. And yeah.
Is
it's
he
just,
still around? Do we know?
No.
Well, actually, no.
He lives in the area, yeah. But he does not work out at Los anymore. I don't know where he works
so
out.
So quick shout out, though, because like, if anybody's listening to this podcast and they know him, please tell him that I would love to have him on this podcast and talk about that. I guess he wears what he wants. I don't know what I'm...
What do you want to talk
inviting
about?
Us to do here? But I think that'd be an interesting as hell conversation. Or just an interview with him. Whatever.
I mean, I feel like the... from
He's a married
I
man, I guess, too.
What?
At least what I heard is he's a married man
yeah,
as well.
He's got a wife. I mean, I feel like it definitely like talks about like... I don't know. I don't know if I would call it like hypocrisy in like the gym space.
Do you follow him?
I do not, but I've seen his stuff.
Okay.
But I mean, like, because I think a lot of the same things he was citing were like, oh, girls working on sports bras and guys like posing without shirts on and, you know, trying to find like that, whatever. But I think the fine line is, pardon my language, folks, it's like a sexual organ versus like boobs.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it different. I don't know. That's yeah. my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's yeah. It's like the one thing that still is unacceptable is the male appendage for sure. Like it's not comparable to like the female camel toe or whatever, you know.
Can we move on?
Okay. Yeah. What's going on in your week, Emily?
Yes, about my week, and we went down that rabbit hole, so that's really great. All right, yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, camel toe seemed like a really good conversation ender.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, same difference, right?
Yeah.
That's why you don't wear seamed front leggings. Just saying, you guys.
Oh, is that like there's a different style of shorts that makes it present versus not? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. Well, we started this off weird.
I'm learning more, too.
Cool.
I'm
learning more, too.
Yeah, no, Pack the Park was really fun. I did enter the bounce house for about 4 minutes, and I was gassed, but that was really fun. Yeah, the workout seemed great. I was standing at the top of the hill when people were running their hills.
Dancing.
Yep, I was cheering them on from my seat. It was not moving very much, which I enjoyed. Did a lot of meal prepping on Sunday before we went to the gym. We are now ending week 2. Of body comp.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Yeah. And besides hanging out with my new kitty, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Body comp's been interesting.
Are you still getting yelled at every day?
Pretty much. I mean, Taylor does it in a really nice way. But I had a day where she was texting me at like 4 p.m. and I said, hey, I've had a really bad day. I've had 2 Sprites and 2 cheese sticks, and that's all I've had. And I think I followed up with like 4 pieces of pizza or something like that. So I'm definitely not hitting my calories, not hitting my protein, but I have eaten more generally since it started. And I'm just like, you know what? I got 6 more weeks of this. I'm just going to keep pushing the meals and see where we get. But what? So over the weekend though, I went to this place near here called Leeson's Family Farm, and they do like, have you guys ever been there? It's like if you don't have kids, there'd be no reason to go there. But when you go, there's like a petting zoo. You can pet the goats. They have emus that you
Why
can.
Why did you ask we went there? I'm just kidding.
What's up?
I'm going to bring my children, my 2 cats.
Yeah, on leashes. Introduce them to an emu. Say emus that you can feed, which is like a scary process because they like feel like they're going to peck your finger off. But they have this big silo thing. That's just filled like a low level with corn, just like at the River Falls Days thing. So all the kids are in there playing in it, and it's just like a big old dust mound basically, and they're just throwing corn. There's toys in there and scoops and everything. And so Kennedy and Summer are in there, and so I'm like keeping an eye because Summer's less than 1, and I'm like, I don't want her to like fall in the corn and die or whatever. And as I'm keeping my head in there looking, there's this asshole kid that already we had a run-in with earlier in the day because Quinn was climbing some ladder and she shoved him off the ladder. She ran across the thing, told us, hey, this kid pushed me. And I was like, go push him back or whatever, you know, and he had run off. But he was just like the typical asshole kid from a Disney movie, right? He was like in an oversized sweatshirt with shaggy hair, and he just looked like maybe his parents don't pay attention to him. And so, you know, he's just getting attention however he can. I look in and the same kid is laying in this corn and just keeps kicking corn everywhere, and so it's like hitting people, it hits Summer, and so Kennedy asked him to stop, and then he does it again, and I like barked at him, and I was like, dude, stop kicking corn, and I used my big boy deep voice and everything, and he got scared, and I think that just made me think, like, how appropriate is it to yell at kids in public when they're being little assholes? Do you guys ever do that?
I mean, I am not around kids usually, but if I were, I would definitely, yeah. Because if a parent's not disciplining the kid, well, then I guess someone else has to. And if you have a problem with it, discipline your fucking kid.
Sorry. Yeah, no joke.
I was at a wedding last fall that Tyler was in, and it was right before the first dance, and these kids were running across the dance floor, like, by the bride and groom. And Tyler and I, like, went, and we, like, told those kids to go sit down mm-hmm. or we would go sit with them.
Oh, basically. Nice.
Yeah. Well, because I was like,
all right, I will sit
you
down.
This is their wedding. I was like, you guys do not need to be running around. And they're not like 3 or 4. They're like 8, 9, 10. So I'm like, I was like, you guys should actually be kind of embarrassed with how you're acting right now.
Yeah. So you like shamed them like that?
I would. Are you embarrassed? If they wouldn't have listened, I would have. But yeah, we literally went up to them and we were like, hey, you guys need to go sit down. And if you're not going to sit down, we're going to go with you.
But they sat down.
They did.
Good.
I don't know who their parents were and why they weren't watching them in the first place. And that's why there were no children at my wedding.
You know that thing that says like it takes a village?
Yeah.
Like we should renormalize other people disciplining people's kids, especially when, you like you said, parents are just clearly not. The big sign is when somebody else yells at your kid, if they talk back to a stranger, then they're a real fuckhead. Like they suck as a child.
Well, that was like growing up. I don't think. Well, we were all kind of talking yesterday about like what we did as kids that were like that was like bad or we got in trouble or whatever. And I was like, I was worried about my own parents, A, like catching me doing something bad or whatever. But I knew that my parents' my friend's parents, they would have ratted on us too. Like they weren't gonna just say like, oh, like, okay, I'm not gonna tell your mom, just like don't do this again. Like, no, my mom would have gotten phone calls.
Yeah.
Like if we were out running amok. So
Yeah, you should always give like permission to your kids' friends' parents. Be like, rough them up if you need to, or something like that. My favorite aunt, she was always like, she was the strictest with me, and that's like, I probably have the best relationship with her to this day of all my aunts.
Yeah, I don't think in any like case scenario, like letting kids get away with bad behavior, especially in public or like when it affects other kids or other people. Like, I don't see a world where that's ever like going to lead to good outcomes.
Those kids become the adults that take their groceries to their car and leave their cart next to the car.
I hate those kind of people.
The biggest assholes in the world.
Especially the people at Aldi, because you have to put your quarter in. So like they must have to go back and get those carts. I think that's mean. Like,
what's that?
You're that lazy.
Isn't there an account where somebody calls people out for that?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know.
You know what it is, that?
Like an Instagram account?
No.
Probably
yeah. Where I think they just like, they like call people out for not putting their cart
back.
They
like yell at them. Yeah. And I think that's so funny.
You can't do anything to keep me from doing that. Like I'll have kids screaming in the car and it's raining and I'll still run that damn cart back.
I will glare at people like, or I'll be like, you're not gonna put it back. Like I will say it. Cause I'm like.
Super scary.
Well, but I'm just saying, cause it's not that hard. Like you can be a decent human.
You should be, as a former Aldi employee, I just need you to know. How disrespectful.
Put your damn card away.
Ready to get in for situational? All right. So I have one. So last week, I think I mentioned that dream VCR thing. You guys remember that? Like you had a dream VCR and like you could watch your dreams back, but you had to watch them in front of all your closest friends and family. Would you still do it type of thing? So this comes from that same list. And if you want to look into more of these, some of them are weird, but they're kind of fun at a party, especially if you don't know people. And it's called Chuck Klosterman's 13 Questions He Asks, or I think it's maybe it's 23 questions he asks people to figure out if he likes them or not. So they're all situational things, kind of figure out what type of person you are. So I got one for you guys. All right, so you meet your soulmate. You guys have, so maybe you think about that person right now. So what's Wes and Tyler going to think about this? However, there is a catch. Every 3 years, someone will break both of your soulmate's collarbones with a crescent wrench. And there is only one way you can stop this from happening. You must swallow a pill that makes every song you hear for the rest of your life sound as if it is being performed by a screamo band. If you hear Creedence Clearwater Revival on the radio, it will sound to your ears, and your ears only, like it's being played by a screamo band. If you hear Taylor Swift, it will sound like screamo Taylor Swift. Let's see here. Even commercial jingles on TV, if you hear those, it will be screamo versions. Would you swallow the pill?
For how long?
For the rest of your life.
Okay.
So what if you just don't listen to music or watch TV?
It's tough.
But,
that's
okay.
You're kind of signing yourself up for that, I think.
So either their collarbones break every 3 years.
With a crescent wrench.
What is that?
Just think of a big wrench.
Okay.
Big heavy wrench.
Stuff with, I think.
And it happens like every 3 years on the dot.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's say that, yeah.
I'm trying to find like a loophole here.
I would say I'd take the pill because if I'm sad, if I'm happy, if it's 3 a.m., if it's 10 p.m., I'm listening to hard rap all the fucking time. So would screamo really make a big difference to me? Probably not. And do I watch TV? No. So it'd just be any time I get in the car if I decide to listen to music. So
don't they use that as a, like, torture for like war prisoners and stuff, like pipe in like crazy music? Or that's what they use for the people in Waco and stuff, right? They like use insane like screamo noises and stuff to make them go crazy so they couldn't sleep and everything.
I feel like that's like kind of the trend now. People like Suicide Boys and stuff.
Okay, so you're down. You're swallowing the pill.
I think I'm gonna do the opposite. I think if it happens, if it happens every 3 years on the dot, and we can like plan for it, and it happens regardless of where we are, Tyler is going to be in a hospital room, sedated, like already there.
I'm off. Seth, will you look up how long it takes to recover from a double collarbone break? I've heard that the collarbone break is one of the most painful breaks you can have in your body, too. So if that adds on top of it.
That and your femur, right?
Yeah, I feel like you can break your femur, you're effed.
Yeah, what's the...
Okay, so you're breaking Tyler's collarbones.
Okay,
traces...
well, now I feel bad. I didn't know it hurt that bad. But if he's sedated and like they repair it before he even wakes up, he might be achy.
It's a long recovery. It doesn't just...
How many of those do you get before you can't like reach your arms overhead or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, especially how many times you break it. He would be bumpier than hell.
Yeah.
But I'm taking the pill. Love you, Wes.
But I love music. I love Tyler, too. Don't think that.
3 to 6 months for the collarbones to heal entirely, with full recovery and strength potentially taking 6 to 12 months. So you basically, a third of those 3 years, you're out of commission. A third of your life, you're healing from collarbone breaks.
I'm becoming a screamo fan.
Okay. I just wonder what type of person I would be if I had to listen to screamo music all the time. Because, like, music plays such a, like, uplifting role in my life. I don't even listen to much sad music because everything I listen to is, like, meep, 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 and, like, get me up out of sad thoughts, you know?
Screamo would never put you in sad thoughts.
Angry thoughts, maybe.
You'd be like, yeah! Okay.
I'd just be psyched. Yeah.
I may have to change my answer now that I know what the... Now that I know the healing process is. I don't know why I thought it'd be, like... Well, babies, like, their collarbones break when they're born all the time. So I was like, well, can't be that bad.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
A lot of babies' collarbones are broken when they're born because when they come out, it's just a little too narrow for their shoulders.
Have you ever seen a baby, like, be born?
No.
No, Nick.
Okay. Well.
Again, with my two cats and her surrogate dog.
Not necessarily. I mean, like, so when I was doing EMT training, we had to watch, like, videos of that stuff and everything, right? And it's. Like, there's Instagram accounts where it's all just babies being born. It's one of the most horrifying looking things ever. It's like, I'm trying to think of like a good example. It's like if you were to try to press a grapefruit through too small of a hole and it would just like deform and squish and everything. And then it just everything comes flying out. As soon as that head and shoulders pass, the whole thing just slips out. It's gnarly.
I mean, my nephew came out with a cone head, so I can... only assume.
Did he maintain the cone head?
No, he's got a round head now.
Okay.
But he was kind of goofy looking when he was born.
You should have said, who you calling Pinhead?
We calling Pinhead.
You wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't get it. What's it from? SpongeBob? All your references are SpongeBob references.
Dirty Dan.
Oh, Dirty Dan.
Pinhead Larry and Dirty Dan. There was a kid in my high school. Sorry, one quick story about that.
No, go for it.
He moved to my school. We were freshmen. And I had, like, one class with him, and a bunch of the guys called him Dirty Dan. So I thought his name was, like, Dan or Daniel, right? Like, they just called him that, like, the whole year. It wasn't until the end of the school year I learned that his name was Zach.
What's Dirty Dan from? I don't know that.
It's from SpongeBob, but his, like, Xbox handle or something was Dirty Dan something, and that's how all the guys got to know each other, is by playing on the Xbox. So they would call him Dirty Dan. And so when I would reference him, I would say, like, oh, Dan, Daniel?
That's
never corrected you?
Corrected me. Because I think, like, my group of friends, we also thought that. But we also didn't talk about him a lot. It was, like, one of those passing things where I could say, oh, yeah, Dan. Like, you know, just, like, be like, oh, yeah, something about Dan in passing. And they'd be like, oh, did she say Zach? She must have said Zach, if that's who she's talking about.
Wait, what? I have a just really quick, because that's really funny. It was his Xbox handle. If you, like, does Tyler play games?
Yeah.
What's his handle?
I actually don't know, but his YouTube username is Pooh Bear Tie.
Who Bear?
Who Bear
time. Is that like what his mom called him or something?
No, I don't know why it's that.
What's your handle, Stet? Yeah. Harms FF? Okay.
Lame.
Weston get shermed. Because he likes Sherman. What's that?
Richard Sherman.
Because he used to be called Sherm in high school.
He does look like Richard Sherman, huh?
He's like a hardcore Richard Sherman.
Yeah, he does.
So he's get shermed.
Man, Richard Sherman was a crazy aggressive dude, huh? He was wild.
Isn't he like the talking guy now for like football now?
Yeah, he's legit. I remember I didn't have many gamer tags, but when I did have one, it was Nick God.
Nick God.
But it was all my buddies had. It was like Roman God, Scott God.
I don't know what mine was when I played Xbox. I don't even remember. I'll have to look back.
Cool. What you got for us, Seth? You want a mic?
Okay. So the first one I have, let me copy this link real quick, and I'm going to text this to you guys. So what I just sent you, you guys can just watch it. But did it send you two? Should just be a TikTok link.
They're running.
And you don't have to watch the whole thing. It's pretty self-explanatory once you get into it, but.
Today we're doing the 10-10-10 challenge. That's 10 miles, 10 beers, 10 slices of pizza. Let's fucking go, baby.
Half mile in.
We're mile one, beer number one, let's go.
Corona bottle.
Cheers. Beer number one, let's go. Beer number one done. We're at 109 Pizzeria in East Harlem. First slice of pizza. One beer down, feeling it a little bit, not gonna lie. The sauce is a little sweet. That's a good slice. For how much was it? $2? Easy, bro. 2 miles. Nice. We're at 104th Street. Yo, like. No two, baby, let's go.
I've seen this, but the baseball innings, like what nine innings, one beer, one hot dog.
Oh,
per inning.
Yep.
But
yeah, so
that
it's
gas.
That does sound really good.
Self-explanatory, but for the people that are listening, it's the 10-10-10 challenge that is going viral right now, and it's you run a mile, then you drink a beer, and then you have a slice of pizza, and you do that 10 times. And it sounds awful, and everybody looks like they want to throw up when they're done with it.
I wouldn't run. I would maybe walk. Walk it.
First thought is we should do this.
I thought they ran 10 miles, then had 10 beers, then had 10 pizzas. That would make way more sense.
That'd be fun.
I would do.
You imagine Matrace on 10 beers?
Well, I wouldn't do that, I guess, but you know.
I just wouldn't want to do the running part. I think the pizza, and honestly, if I could do like a pizza and maybe like a little seltzer.
A little what?
A little seltzer.
A little seltzy?
Yeah.
A little seltzy, actually. A little White Claw?
White Claw? White Claw is like the bottom of my list of seltzers that I like.
Okay. What's your top?
I really like Carbless and High Noons.
Okay.
Those are pretty good. White Claws to me just taste like icky now.
Fair.
They were like they started the seltzer game.
Yep.
And now they're falling behind.
Poor White Claw.
Yeah, rip White Claw.
How long do you think it took them? Do you know? How long it took them? Oh, 10-minute miles? So, this is like an all-day thing almost. Because then, like, they were sourcing.
They had
so
to have slowed down, though, like, as the miles went on.
You're going to put a clip in here? Yeah. So, I mean, and then they were finding a beer along the way and finding a pizzeria along the way. You would imagine you're getting, like, a 20-minute break between miles. So, like, 30 minutes times 10. I don't even know what that math is. 5 hours minimum. Is that right? That's an all-day thing. I think we should do that and record it. You would do it?
Would you guys run?
I mean, a 10-minute mile I'm good for. I mean, I can't like run a 7-minute mile and do that shit, but would you guys think about it if we did it as a team? No?
I think I would rather do the
You
baseball.
Guys are so much fun.
I would rather do the baseball one because then you're watching a baseball game.
Or go to anything that
like
doesn't involve running.
Game. Or like an NFL game.
See, now I'd do the NFL one. Baseball, I'd rather watch paint
but
dry.
But it would have to be bigger because there's only four quarters.
What if we had you, like, bike 3 miles or something, whatever the equivalent is?
I mean, maybe.
We would just sprint 100 meters and then have a pizza and then sprint another 100 meters and have a pizza.
All right, so that me and you will do this. I bet we could get Alex to do this. I bet we could get G. Lou to do this. I wonder if I bet Taylor would sneakily be. Well, I don't know about the pizza.
She wouldn't drink the pizza, or she wouldn't eat the pizza or drink the beer, so she wouldn't do that.
She would maybe.
I feel like she would drink
maybe
the beer.
Maybe she would be your guys'
okay. Well, if we substitute a White Claw or something, I bet she'd do it.
I wonder if she'd be your guys' pace setter. Like when you guys get to like mile six and like piece of pizza number six, she's like, you can't slow down. You have to stay at like 10 minutes.
She forces them to puke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. I feel like it's handleable. You know. Yep. I think it's manageable.
Would you fast before you do it?
No. I think that's the worst thing you could do. So, and one story that I have for this. So, okay, you remember the gallon milk challenge? You guys ever do that? You know it's that?
I hate milk.
This is such a boy thing, I feel like. So, it was really fun in high school, and I have tons of home videos of people just puking in my front lawn and puking in the snow because we used to get a bunch of friends together, and the challenge was, can you finish a gallon of milk in an hour? And it sounds easy. It is extremely difficult. And most people throw up. And at first, you just start with skim milk, and that's hard enough. And some people will try it with whole milk or chocolate milk, too. I did it my first time, but I think the only reason I did it, I puked the second time I tried it with 2% milk. But I was the only one that finished it. And I think the reason was, is like probably an hour before we went to do it, I ate a shit ton of pasta. Like I filled up. I was actually nervous that I ate too much, but I think it stretched out my stomach so that I could handle the milk. And the next time I went in without eating, and I couldn't handle it at all. It's crazy. That's you guys never knew anybody that did challenge. That? Oh, it's disgusting because when you puke, it's all curdled milk.
Ew.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese.
Ew.
Yeah, cottage cheese.
Started to not hate cottage cheese.
Organically grown cottage cheese.
Did you ever see the one with Sprite where people try to chug Sprite and it made them belch and it sounded like demons were escaping their bodies?
No.
Those are like my favorite like compilations on TikTok or people.
I must not be on the same side of TikTok as you.
No, but I saw so when I was leaving my house and I was going to a friend's place, I would grab a banana and a Sprite. And I remember this weird feeling. I'd eat the banana and then I'd be drinking my Sprite and the bubbles would bubble back up into my mouth. And I thought that was so weird. And I just remember thinking like, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. I didn't know if it was a me thing or whatever. Then I found out that there's actually a challenge out there. So it's a thing now where banana and Sprite like react kind of like a Mentos and Coke, right? You know what I'm talking about, Stat? And so that's like a thing. But I didn't know about it. This was years and years ago that I used to – it's the craziest thing. It's like it's a frothy foam and comes back up into your mouth while you're drinking it.
That sounds horrible.
We should try it on the next podcast.
What's the other challenge that people would do? Salt and ice or –
Oh, I've done the cinnamon challenge or like Ritz crackers. Like, can you put six Ritz crackers or saltines? You're right.
I mean, I grew up playing Chubby Bunny. We would play that all the time with the marshmallows.
Oh,
yeah.
We would always race to see who could eat the black olive the quickest. And I would
black olive.
Yeah, I would almost swallow it whole, so I'd win every time to beat my cousin. Yeah, we would have to
like a 3-second challenge. You just swallow it.
But we do. That's the only reason my grandma would keep black olives every holiday because she knew my cousin and I would race to eat them.
That saltine one.
I'd hide it in the top of my mouth under my tongue.
That saltine one, my mom turned into a Christmas game where she.
What is that one?
It's like if you take six saltines and you got to eat them in under a minute or something, maybe there's a time on it, but you got to eat them as fast as you can. You can't do it. Your mouth can't produce enough saliva.
Hey,
what up, Alex?
It's Alex.
Attack.
Alex.
But your mouth literally can't produce enough saliva to actually like handle it. So it's just like. It's I don't know what to say. Like you end up like kind of choking on it and spitting it out like the cinnamon challenge.
I feel like I low-key could do it because I love saltine so much. I think I would like
it almost becomes like
I think that's what everybody thinks.
It becomes like a dough in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so
like
I would do that challenge. Not
a bowl,
the pizza,
a bolus
but
of
I
dough.
Do that.
Yeah. Take that anatin fizz.
Organically grown sourdough. Yeah. All right, what you got?
This kind of goes off of what we just talked about, but it's a hypothetical. So it's every slice of pizza that you eat has nothing to do with the challenge that I just said, by the way. But every slice of pizza that you eat is worth 50 grand, but each slice makes you gain a pound. How many are you going to eat?
I will say you
can lose the weight afterwards,
wait,
but it makes
you
gain a pound.
Money?
Yeah.
Like immediately?
I didn't understand what you're saying.
You finish the slice of pizza and you got 50 grand in front of you.
Oh.
Can you access this pizza at any time or is it like in one sitting?
I'll give you a week.
A week? I'm going to eat a pizza every single meal for that entire week. and I'm going to eat like 4 to 5 slices. And I'm going to go on a massive, I'm going to join body comp every round for about 4 years.
Can you, you got a calculator up there? So 20 slices of pizza to get to $1 million and you gain 20 pounds. That seems like a pretty good deal. But I was wondering about your 4 to 5 slices. Do you have a calculator you can pull up real quick? 4 to 5 slices times 21, 3 meals a day for 7 days.
That might actually be a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight to lose. 252 pounds.
I think I might die before I get a chance to
lose
the weight.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I lied.
You'd be a 400-pound person.
I would reasonably gain.
I would do the 20 pounds, sure.
I feel like I would do 30 minimum.
Well, I mean, still, eating pizza for $1 million, I am confident I can lose any amount of weight. Like, so I would just eat as much pizza as possible,
I think,
for sure.
I would aim for 40 slices of pizza.
Okay. So $2 million, 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And at that point, you can use part of that $2 million just to get liposuction or something.
I'm not wasting it on lipo.
What? How does it change your answer if I say you don't lose the weight, but you have to keep it forever, but I'll make it $100,000. So it's a pound.
You can never lose it?
Per slice, 100,000. Yeah.
I don't think the money's worth it then if I have to be fat forever. Oh, only 10 pounds.
10 pounds would get you $1 million.
Oh, you didn't give me that. Oh, okay.
Even if we just kept it at the 50, I think. I'm trying to think of how much weight I'd reasonably keep on my body for the rest of my life. I think I could deal with being 40 pounds heavier.
Like, it's just 10 pounds. Like, it doesn't matter if you, like, put on like muscle mass and that, like,
it all goes to your face.
That wasn't a part of it, Nick.
I look like, did you guys,
yeah,
ever
not
watch,
10 pounds of muscle.
Did you guys ever watch Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
Of course I did.
You know, George Lopez's character, the big fishbowl face man? That's what I'd look like.
How much weight do you think you would allow yourself to gain, Matreza, if you knew you could never lose it?
10 pounds max.
10 pounds max.
I'm going to say 12 pounds.
12 pounds. I think I could handle a 40-pound gain and keep it on the rest of my life. Yeah. 6'4", 260. I mean, there's people walking around all day, every day at that.
Being the boss here.
Yeah.
It'd be fine. If it was evenly distributed, it'd be fine. I'd look semi-normal at 260.
No,
well,
it goes all to your face. It's not.
Then again, I mean, I don't know if you've seen these pictures, Emily, but Matrace and Stellar have seen the pictures of when I did that weight gain experiment. I got up to 260. It all sat on my stomach. I looked like the freaking
pictures.
Yeah, I looked like the Grinch. So maybe not. And I think I talked about this on here, but I have this fear that if I gain too much weight, that I'm going to have a butt on my stomach because I have that scar from surgery. So then I would definitely be in butt stomach Grinch category. But for the money, though, I mean, even at $50,000, if I at 40, I got $2 million, I have to be a little chubbier for the rest of my life. That's a pretty good start to life there. Good. I like that one. You want Spike?
So this is the last one that I have, and this one's a bit different than the other ones. You get to commit one crime, but after you do it, that crime is completely erased from the world and nobody else can ever commit it again. Not you, not anyone else, and it's gone forever. And when you get to commit one crime, you don't like go to jail for it. It's not like there's nothing happens to you. But the twist is after you do it, that crime is completely erased from the world and nobody else could ever commit it again.
I would kill someone.
That is the fun stuff with this question.
I would totally kill someone.
So nobody else could kill anybody ever? Or if they killed somebody, it would be like,
you just couldn't do it.
You just couldn't do it. Nobody could. Well, that's like you're doing a service to mankind, kind of. Well, then you can't kill the evil people either.
Oh, we'll weed them out one way or the other then that way. Don't worry.
How are you going to weed them out?
There's ways.
Okay.
You can still torture them in a room or something. You don't.
Oh, all right.
Damn. I was going to say, like, steal the money from, like, the world's largest bank.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Nobody else can. I think we should all be able to steal from banks, though. That'd be kind of nice. Man, that's a hard. I feel like murder is the only reasonable answer. But who are you killing, Matresa?
I'm just kidding.
You're killing me.
For you guys listening, I just eyed up Nick when he asked who I'd kill.
Great.
Great. No, I don't know. I'd probably just kill whoever seems as if someone that needs to be killed right now. I don't really. who's like a really bad person in the world.
Yeah, who's somebody that if you could kill him right now, you'd kill him?
Who's like a big murderer or some out there right now?
I think we could do without Cardi B.
Cardi B? Nah, she's dropping some fire music now. She's coming back to the game.
Once I found out that she was drugging dudes until they passed out and stealing their money, I was like, I was done with Cardi B.
Oh, Alex
David.
Oh, yeah, David.
Or D4D.
I don't know that guy, though, so I wouldn't kill him.
They found a 14-year-old girl's body in this car.
Chopped up.
So what about...
but he's not that bad.
That same scenario, but you had to kill Griswold and you had to do it with your hands.
Why
but
would
no, there would
Griswold?
Never be murders ever again.
I wouldn't kill Griswold. If he would help me kill someone.
Oh, same scenario, but you go to jail for it.
Probably still kill someone. I don't
care.
You get fed in jail.
I know.
You get taken very good care of, so I'll just hang out in jail.
I think like murder / like assassination, whatever, would also be. If I had to go to jail, probably.
I feel like as soon as you say assassination, now I'm like, Emily's plotting something.
Yeah, you're
there's
plotting.
Somebody you're not very happy about.
I don't know, because I feel like
that means a different echelon of person.
Like, isn't premeditated murder also assassination, or am I getting the definition mixed up?
I think you're getting a...
I feel like when I hear assassination, it just means murder of an important person.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm trying to get rid of somebody bad that, like, that needs to get out, that's killed people or something, you know?
Cardi B.
Cardi B has not killed anybody.
I don't know why that sticks in my head, but once I found out that she was drugging people and then taking their money,
and
then she admitted it and there's no repercussions, I'm like, you should not be untouchable.
Well, there was the whole movie about it.
I mean, it is pretty messed up, but hey, those men were stupid. I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah. I think they were like taking her home from the strip club and stuff like that. So yeah, they didn't have the best intentions in the world. Have we talked about this on here before already?
Well, when you go like tit for tat about like, yeah, she was like drugging men, stealing their money, but they were probably like, they had like wives and families at home, taking a stripper home.
Maybe she was doing a favor.
That's kind of like one of those things where it's okay to do bad things to bad people.
I mean, like, low-key. Like, I'm not a moral expert, but I feel like that's kind of fair. Maybe the drugging part's not fair, but, I mean, walking away with their wallets is fine.
Okay.
Comment below who we're supposed to take out, because I'm trying to think. I can't think of anybody right now. That's so
I feel
hard.
Like...
Frick. There has to be someone in, like, a big prison that we could get rid of, you know?
But they're in prison. Wow.
Yeah, they're not a threat.
Until they escape.
Well, until they get out.
Until they listen to this podcast and find out.
Emily, how do you feel about Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate?
I mean, he's so far out of my, like, media consumption that I don't.
He just seemed like somebody that would aggravate the fuck out of me.
I know he would. I know he would. If I listen to his stuff, I know he would. So I don't consume any of his content. I know the running joke is that, like, men who listen to Andrew Tate are... like the alphas.
I don't know if they're the alphas. They're like maybe pseudo alphas, you know. That's like who Andrew
Tate
like is?
Podcaster.
Is so
he like a Joe Rogan minus like the comedy?
No, I wouldn't say that. So here's the little I know about him is he was what was it? Kickboxing or something like that? Muay Thai maybe, but he was like a world champion in one of those martial arts. And so he had a career as that. But then I think what happened with him was he started speaking a lot about like kind of extreme masculinity type of stuff. Be a freaking alpha, like, you know, kind of almost treat women poorly too, even though he doesn't talk like that. But his big thing was that I'm pretty sure didn't he start like some sex trafficking rings or something? Or he like basically started a whole I think he basically did the equivalent of getting women on OnlyFans and kind of exploiting them by like helping them do that, and then he would take money off the top or something. Does anybody know if that's right?
So he was like a pimp.
Yeah, he was kind of like a digital pimp. And
I
then
mean,
I think he went to jail for it for a little bit and got
I
all
just,
his cars
from
taken
what I
and stuff.
Is he still alive?
Oh yeah.
He's only probably in like his 40s.
Yeah. Oh, I think that we should just record Matrace's reaction to watching an Andrew Tate video.
No, so from what I understand, I will say it's usually like memes and stuff. I've only seen like the memes from like people who don't, I think, like necessarily like subscribe to his like.
Yeah, people trashing on him
like
or
that.
Something.
But yeah, it's where it's almost like, I don't remember, like there was like this like red flag trend a while ago and it was like, he's this and this, but he listens to Andrew Tate. Like,
oh yeah,
unironically, yep. And it's like someone like running away. So it's like, well, that tells me something.
You know what? Since I've never heard of this guy, he can't be that important.
No, so he's like so far out of my reach that I don't think I wouldn't kill him.
Clay, what's up? Clay, do you want to come do a quick thing on the podcast?
Come talk on the podcast.
It'd be on YouTube. What? Do you want to do a quick thing on the podcast? Do you want to come over here? No? Are you sure? Oh, man. We were hoping we get Clay on the podcast.
Hey, chill out.
All right, we got to cut it there. We got members coming in for class right now. Guys, that's Trailer Talk. That's our random 40 minutes or whatever for this week. Tune in next week for more extremely strange conversations. We covered some I don't know, everything from getting kicked out of gyms because your junk was showing to
killing people.
How do you feel about Andrew Tate and Matrace is going to kill me off so that nobody else can get killed off. But tune in next time. That's Trailer Talk. Peace out.